Today is World TB Day. Some people may think that tuberculosis has been wiped out, but the disease still infects one-third of the world's population. Closer to home, tuberculosis is on the rise in Washington state. After years of decline, there were 209 cases reported last year. These days, the disease is treated with oral medication, but there was a time not too long ago when TB patients were quarantined in sanatoriums, sometimes for years. KUW's Ruby DeLuna has this audio portrait of one Seattle woman who remembers her time at a sanatorium in Shoreline in her own words.
Good morning. I'm Alice Brandman. When I was in grade school, I won all the championships for the best posture in school. I had the straightest spine in the back, and I was just perfect in posture. And I went into high school, I started slumping and curving over, and of course my parents just knew that it was a high school syndrome, you know, that now she's a big whale, she's got to slouch around in order to fit into the crowd. So they paid no attention to it, they just let it go. I began to develop what was called a lipoma on my back. I could feel it in my bed when I slept. I could feel it on my back, but I didn't know that it was anything unusual. It didn't hurt. So they took me off to a doctor, and the doc drained it and had that analyzed, and there were TB germs in that. So that's how we found out I had TB. And while they were doing that, they noticed that I had a curvature of the spine. So x-rays followed, and x-rays showed that the vertebrae were collapsing, kind of like teacups that are stacked. That's what my vertebrae looked like in the x-ray. And that was the damage that the TB bug was playing around in my spine, having party eating bone. You know, they were chewing on my bone, unbeknownst to me. And the doctor's eyebrows went sky high because nobody knew how to treat it. Nobody knew anything about it. They'd never encountered bone TB. When I was diagnosed, I had to wait 2 months to get a bed. The Naval Hospital had 1,100 patients, all with tuberculosis. In 1947, I was in Ferlin Sanatorium. I managed to have a lot of fun. How could you not have fun? Men all around, 17-year-old kid. You can't miss the boat, you know. I was having fun. But after a couple of weeks, they came to me and said, well, tomorrow you're going to get your cast. I'm going to get my cast? What do you mean? I didn't know anything about the treatment. And they laid me down on a table and wrapped me in plaster of Paris from my knees to my chin. It came above that little notch in my chest so that I couldn't raise my head, because that meant that the spine was moving, and they wanted the spine to not move at all, ever. Little by little, the ward began to get more and more bone patients. Clarence, my husband, was way down there. He was a little more advanced in his treatment. He had a total of 7 years in treatment. When somebody would say, how did you meet your husband? It was the greatest adventure of our lives to say, oh, we met in bed. What? You met in bed? We did.
Feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are.
He was looking for somebody to write an article for the magazine that was circulated in the hospital. And I volunteered to write the article, but that's how we met. So I was chasing boys like crazy when I was 17. And when you get slapped in a hospital on a bed all by yourself alone with nothing but plaster, you have to settle down and change your outlook, you know. You just have to. It was a life changer for me, and I'm very, very grateful for the experience, really. I had to mature. You know, you don't lie in a cast for months and not go somewhere with your brain that was a different place than it was before. I look back on it a very sweet time, but that, of course, is hindsight. In a small space of 84 years, it only occupied 2 years, but it was pivotal. It was pivotal.
Alice and Clarence Brandman were married for more than 60 years until he passed away 4 years ago. That audio portrait was produced by KUW's Ruby DeLuna. You can hear more stories like Alice's on TB Voices Project, a local website to promote better understanding of tuberculosis.